What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn the bail, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Diving live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7.
What's that? Yes. Jesus!
Oh, there we go. Maybe you're listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, or Spotify, your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate El Crapola out of it.
Yay.
We're going to be here for a couple hours. Nothing in the news, boring. I'm going to read animal stories. Animals get pissed all for the whole show.
Yes.
Nothing going on.
Yes. I love when animals get pissed.
As do I. There's one in the White House.
Oh, yes.
He's a little shit badger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a shit badger.
Yeah,
oh,
scurrying
yes.
Scurrying around.
Ooh.
Swiping at everything and anything.
Let me rape you.
It's guerrilla fighting. You are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start to do in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly. Yes.
You studied military history.
Not a good
history.
Idea.
Oh, yeah. You've studied military history. I'm not convinced that's not the same guy that tells Clipper to
play that.
Continue.
Play it right now. Do that. Then,
okay. For the comparison.
Yeah, yeah.
God, this is like starting Dark Side of the Moon.
I know. Right, have you said your name?
No, I didn't finish anything, but my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and...
Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Please continue.
See?
It's the same guy!
Please continue.
That guy's a genius! No Emmy for that guy, though. That's bullshit!
Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING everywhere. And don't forget, if you want to help us out, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. We don't hit you with any advertisements.
We don't hit.
No, nice touch.
We
here
slap.
At Crab Diving.
Yeah.
Consensual.
Yes. Consensual
slapping. Safe word
slapping.
Yay!
If you go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go buy shit, you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission.
Fuck you, pay me.
Doesn't cost you anything.
Yes.
It helps us out here. Jeff Bezos kindly cuts
a
big giant check every month.
Oh, thank you, Jeff Bezos. Thank you so, so much. And it'll be so nice when climate change, when the shit finally hits the ceiling and all you oligarchs, you get to retreat to your fucking, what do they have? Bunkers?
Probably, some of them. Sure.
Underground fortresses?
Yeah.
We'll just be here, you know, choking to death. On your fucking corporate pollution, you dick.
I don't know what that means.
I think that's sawing.
Well, it is. I know what it means, though.
You know, by the way, I just want to say, I don't know what we're covering on the show today. I haven't looked at his Twitter in a little bit, but if we're not, please tell me we're going to read through his fucking tweets. Okay.
If we have time.
No,
we have to start now then, reading through his tweets, because he really went bonkers last night.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hitting the fan, y'all.
Oh, God.
Is what's happening after the announcement yesterday. You know, I didn't believe the argument that he was secretly playing 5D chess and trying to lure Nancy into impeaching him, that he really wants to be impeached. He secretly wants it because he knows it'll solidify the base and the same thing will happen, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you're right on that.
I think that's 100% wrong. I think it drives him fucking crazy.
Unless he's Meryl Streep right now. If he's Meryl fucking Streep, then yes.
He's not.
We wouldn't know, though. he's losing his shit.
Let's just go. Let's launch into the headlines, everybody.
Right.
Fuck the drop. Over at the HuffPo, the commie pinko liberal. HuffPo. It says developing.
Yes.
No fucking shit. smoking gun. Call chock full of corruption. So
hello.
Trump released, first of all, what they released at the top explicitly says this is not a transcript. This is a memorandum.
Yes.
This is basically somebody that maybe listened that
right.
was like, oh, I think he said this and wrote it down. I mean, contemporaneously, it happened
yes.
at the time. It wasn't like they're trying to do it from memory. But they don't record these, which I find utterly ridiculous, yet they transcribe them. Why not? If you're going to transcribe them, fucking tape them.
Can I ask a question? I agree with you. Can I ask a question? Why this and not his conversation with Comey? Or when he admitted
what
he did.
What are we talking about? What do you mean?
Well, impeachment. Like, why impeaching for what's happening now? Why was this the thing and not what he said to Lester Holt, where he basically fucking admitted?
All right.
I mean,
obstruction is harder to prove than this.
Because the evidence is so damning, or?
Yeah, he handed it to us this morning. That's the other part of this is so ridiculous, is everyone's baffled. They're like, holy shit, if this is what they put out there thinking it's going to put out the fire, what are they still hiding?
Are you talking about the talking memo
this memo that they put out, and it even says at the top, this is not a transcript, this is a memo.
Oh, the memo. I'm sorry. I just got it mixed up with the talking points. He was supposed to send
different.
The Republicans.
Yeah, that's an email. That comes after this. So it leads to a story. It says Trump pressured Ukraine to probe Biden while discussing military aid. This fucking transcript, Adam Schiff had the best quote, I thought, so far today, where he not only said, this is worse than what we thought. Like, what they put out today is worse than what we thought it might be.
Yeah.
More damning. It's more obvious. And it's more of a blatant shakedown.
Yeah, yeah.
And Schiff says this is a mob boss saying, you know, wow, we've been really good to you guys. We don't get much back.
Is it treason?
It's about time.
It's what
you guys start. You know. Oh, by the way, I got a favor to ask of you. Now, at no point, this is what the Republicans, the scummiest. Trump remora,
yes,
nipple remora, are
nipple remora.
See Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, yeah. Oh God.
But the worst of them,
Lindsey
Graham. Saying, well, he never says.
Yeah.
If you investigate Biden, I will give you this military aid. He never says those words.
You know, my friend has had a, you know, he put it on his public Facebook page. Is that like he has an album out that you should check out? But he had a great meme he put out for this shit. He said Republicans. Wait. He goes, anyone else tuned in to this Trump shit show didn't realize it was gay porn. Maybe Lindsey Graham should pull that tiny orange dick out of his mouth.
I think it's funny.
Mike Pence says me next.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Graham.
Right.
So some of the lowlights.
Yes.
One quote. Do us a favor, though.
God.
Do us a favor.
is there going to be the head of a horse in my fucking bed, says Ukraine, if I don't do this fucking thing?
Well, and you know, the dude there, the Zelensky, the new president there, has as much experience in government as Trump does. He's a TV star.
But is he
comedian?
Yeah.
Winner of Dancing with the Stars Ukraine at one point. And he is, he was on a TV show, I Shitteth Thy Thee Not, that the TV show was about an actor or a comedian who runs for president and becomes president. So then later he actually ran for president, and the Ukrainians are so sick of their bullshit.
They just took this guy.
They're like, well, we love him.
I am jealous of the Ukraine, because you name me one TV/movie president you would rather have than Trump, or not have. Yeah, yeah. And then I can't think of one. I mean, I'm even thinking of the evil guy from 24. I'd rather have that guy than Trump.
That actor was amazing.
I mean, why is the fate of our planet?
I saw him live.
Oh, yes, at a Starbucks. Why I saw him at Starbucks ordering a coffee once in Silver Lake.
I thought it was at a
And then we saw him
play.
At that play.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
But
in Los Angeles.
Watched him. He was very nice, he seemed, to the staff.
He was nice to the underlings.
Right.
There was somebody from Star Trek there, too.
The
Ferengi was there.
Oh, really?
I was very interested in talking to.
Wait, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah, it's like gay porn. It's like Lindsey Graham's like, yummy, yummy. Let me get some of that Trump dick.
So the Zelensky guy, has zero experience. So now all of a sudden, he ran on anti-corruption, and we're going to keep fucking Putin out of this country.
Yeah.
So he needs this aid from the United States.
Right.
To keep Putin out of the country.
God.
So Trump tells them a few days before this phone call, I want you to hold that aid up. Like, there was a date that it was supposed to go by.
God!
Trump's like, I want you to hold that up. Mitch McConnell, we don't know why, but yesterday Mitch McConnell, when he was asked about it, said, I was not given any reasons why it was held up.
But he held it nonetheless.
Well, it's not up to him.
Oh, it's not up to him.
Yeah, they passed it already. It's not up to him.
So, like, he's just shaking somebody down.
Yeah.
And it is obvious, right? Why is the fate of our planet being decided by two guys that were on weird fucking TV shows? Right. I mean, really is something.
I mean, the point is, this guy, you know, is then feeling,
You got your Bill Murray shirt on. That's funny.
What?
Bill Murray shirt.
I do have my Bill Murray shirt.
Yep.
Hold on one second.
That's good. Hey, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big, fat, funky chunk of. God.
She wanted to hide her cheese stick.
Yeah.
Her yak cheese stick. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and help us keep Shelby.
Yes. Give us a place to hide that yak cheese.
Well, that's the point. Frequently, she likes to jump up on my lap and hide the bone or cheese that she's got next to me. Usually it ends up falling on the floor, and then I
pick
it up and it's pretend to hide it again. Now she's dissatisfied because
the dog is so long.
Apparently, blown the hiding spot now. So
the dog is so long. When she jumps down from chairs or the couch or something, it's like boom, and then a delay, boom, boom, boom,
like the Slinky dog from Toy Story.
The dog is a Slinky.
President Donald Trump asked Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky to, quote, do us a favor, though.
Jesus.
It was a little bit like Wilbur Ross.
Right.
It was less Marlon Brando, more Wilbur Ross.
Wilbur Ross still alive, in a way, maybe.
I don't know. Who cares? I saw his head move earlier.
Oh, geez.
On television.
Okay.
Trump said, do us a favor, though, immediately after Zelensky told Trump he was grateful for the military aid the U.S. was providing.
Oh, shit.
I'm very grateful, Mr. President. Do us a favor, though.
But that's how...
But there's no quid pro quo.
Right. Is this how the world is going to operate? You know, it's going to be strongmen in charge. Trading shit.
We're hoping not. That request and Trump's implied threat that the U.S. military aid to Ukraine was at stake if Zelensky did not comply.
Okay.
It is central to the Democrats' push to impeach the president now. The favor.
Yes.
Trump requested was twofold. He asked Ukraine to investigate the conspiracy theory that the Democratic National Committee servers that Russia hacked in 2016.
Oh my God, 2016.
To aid Trump's campaign were not actually hacked by Russia. So he's trying to get the Ukraine to somehow exonerate their enemy, Russia.
Why? So he can blame Hillary?
He's compromised.
God damn.
In some way.
Oh, yes. Oh, so with still. Putin. So still the pee-pee tape could be at the center of this shit. I fucking knew it. I knew it.
Moments later, Trump asked that Ukraine open an investigation into his potential 2020 rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, and Biden's son, Hunter Biden.
Yes.
Trump also asked Zelensky to meet. This is where it gets even crazy.
Yes.
He asks the president of another country.
Okay.
To meet with Rudy Giuliani. personal attorney who has no official distinction, though now the Rudy saga is batshit because Rudy's out there claiming that he was instructed by the State Department.
Yes.
Somehow benighted.
Right.
Or some magic spell
was
cast over him.
He's an agent.
What was funny, though, a person said, familiar with the process, said that can happen where a non-government person can be somehow pressed into some kind of service like that. But they're always thoroughly vetted for both ethics and any background crimes and stuff like that.
I mean, I'm
sure that happened with Rudy.
Was he vetted?
But the State Department's saying we don't know what you're talking about.
So Rudy is just,
and then Rudy says, "I didn't do that." And Chris Cuomo on CNN says, "You just said you did."
Right.
30 seconds ago, I can run the tape back. Yes, I absolutely did that. I mean, it's you talk about. I don't know. Either Giuliani is gone in the head, just gone, or he's brilliant. He's Meryl Streep because
God.
He's been told the crazier you act on television to try to take away from Trump, from them talking about directly Trump, they're going to make you the story, the better.
Okay. I'll give you this. He's not Meryl Streep. We'll say he's Patti LuPone or something like that. But he's not fucking Meryl Streep.
Pretty good.
Okay.
She's awesome.
She is. She's amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, Meryl Streep.
Then right. Patti LuPone. Maybe Patti LuPone just hasn't had the right part.
Yeah. I mean, God. Giuliani. Why can't it be both, though? Why can't it be both? Why can't it be a little bit of both what you described?
It could be. Hashtag one of my new favorite hashtags, Rudy Colludi.
Oh, that's good.
Is trending on the Twitter.
That's good.
You
know, man, I
Samuel Jackson. Why? What did he tweet?
He probably tweeted something fucking awesome. Didn't he tweet something great a couple of months ago?
Not even that long ago. I read one a few days ago. I thought a good one.
You know, I had this thought. I was unloading the washing machine, the dryer actually today, and this Trump is so crazy, and really the guy never should have been president, and this country never should have been left to the hands of this fucking guy, and I had this feeling that like Obama knew how dirty this administration was before he left, right? He knew.
He suspected.
He suspected.
Yeah. He definitely knew about Mike Flynn and Warren Trump.
And I know we have rules in this country, supposedly, but I feel upset. Like, how could he leave us? I understand the rules.
Constitution.
Understand the rules, but there is the Constitution, but we're talking about human beings being left to the whims of this lunatic. How can this Obama just fucking leave?
Jeff Bezos has just scored one of the more brilliant coups in marketing history.
Yes.
As the announcement is that coming to Amazon Alexa.
Okay.
Will be the voice of Samuel L. Jackson in clean and optional explicit
versions. Oh, my God.
So Samuel L. Jackson will say.
How much? Like,
yeah, motherfucker.
How much? How much is his deal?
Have that.
Oh, my God. I got
that information.
How much do you think that deal is? How much?
How much is he making?
Oh, it must be
fucking nominal.
Yeah. I'm going to say $100 million fucking dollars.
It's just hit all the, that's why it's trending on Twitter. The, a new frustration mode, celebrity guest voices, starting with none other than Samuel L. Jackson.
Shit, man.
Amazon will offer both explicit and clean versions of Jackson's voice. Launched later this year for a special price of 99 cents for anyone who buys it in 2019. After which it will be $4.99.
Got it. Who
and they promise there will be more celebs.
Hey, Variety? Are you reading Variety?
No, The Verge.
I just scrolled through Variety. Who puts his story out there and doesn't tell me how much he made? Well, God, that's bullshit. And
it might not be out there.
What?
Well, there's no obligation to...
No, dig around.
Tell us how much Sam Jackson's making.
What's the most interesting thing? What would be the most interesting bit of... shit you could learn from an article about Samuel Jackson's deal with Amazon. I don't know how much he's
paying.
Well,
I agree, but if nobody spills, I mean, it's not publicly... You don't have to broadcast that shit.
I know.
I don't think.
I don't see it anywhere. Oh, it's fascinating. I'm going to say $100 million. What do you think? I mean, does he get a piece of it?
God, I don't...
Like, for each...
I'll bet... Oh, that would be smart if he gets a percentage of every like $4.99 download of his voice or something like that.
I don't know, dude. I want a big chunk up front, because what you want to do is you get that cash, you want to bury it somewhere in the middle of the country because the Civil War is coming.
And cash will be, paper cash will be accepted?
I don't know. No, convert all that money to Jim Baker powder food.
Then you'll have shit buckets afterwards, too.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got distracted by Sam Jackson trending on the Twitter.
Yes.
We were talking about our corrupt president.
I mean, listen, this whoever is president after Donald Trump, and, you know, maybe it's Mike Pence, but I don't believe the Republicans will do anything in the Senate, but whoever it is, we really have to think about how they're going to undo all this shit. Because just because Trump leaves, right, that doesn't mean...
Oh, there's going to be a lot, yeah.
There's not going to be other people...
Well, I mean, there's a lot of the... On day one, the executive orders can all go poof.
Yeah. And those people in there need to go, too.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
really.
The connection between the Zelensky mention of U.S. military aid and Trump's request for a favor is clear. In the summary, the White House released.
Oh, my God.
The summary is a collection of notes and recollection of Situation Room duty officers and National Security Council policy staff. After congratulating Zelensky on his election victory, according to the summary,
yes.
Trump pivoted to talking about how much aid the U.S. has given to Ukraine compared to other countries, Germany in particular.
Oh, my God, this guy.
I wouldn't say that it's reciprocal necessarily, because things are happening that are not good, but the United States has been very, very good to Ukraine.
He's saying that, you know, you haven't really paid us back, but I understand you're in a tough spot. But if you want more money...
Zelensky says, I would also like to thank you for your great support in the area of defense. We are ready to continue to cooperate for the next steps. Specifically, we're almost ready to buy more Javelins, which are anti-tank missiles, from the United States for defense purposes. It is here that Trump, after complaining that Ukraine has not reciprocated adequately in exchange for U.S. aid, that he linked Zelensky's mention of military aid to his own request.
Oh, shit.
I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot, and Ukraine knows a lot about it. He's talking about Biden. Like, somehow our country has been through a lot because Biden, there's no evidence of.
But then he also said, and I know your country's been through a lot, right? Did you read that?
Your country's been through.
So is he comparing what Ukraine has gone through compared to what our country's gone through now? Ukraine has had a tough go of it lately, wouldn't you say? I mean,
the key word in the response is though. I would like you to do us a favor, though. Right after Zelensky says we're going to buy more javelins, I would like you to do us a favor, though.
That's the word. You're right. Shit. God, what a dirty motherfucker.
Trump first requested information from Zelensky related to this unfounded DNC server conspiracy. Then he pivoted to Biden.
Yes.
The other thing, there's a lot to talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you could do with the attorney general would be great.
God damn!
The attorney general! Now, all of a sudden, Bill Barr and the attorney and the Justice Department,
yes,
are like, we don't know what you're talking about.
Well, yes.
We had nothing to do with this. I don't know what he's talking about. We don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they're lying. They are fucking...
Well, it never happened.
What do you
like,
mean?
Like, Zelensky never contacted...
Yeah, yeah.
He never FaceTimed or Google Hangout...
Right.
With Giuliani and Barr.
But do you think... to me, this says that Barr and Giuliani might have been on the planning side of this. They probably suggested... I mean, because I don't know how the fuck Donald Trump decides to contact the president of Ukraine. I don't know how he gets there without, like, someone saying, suggesting this. Why don't we try this?
Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. So if you could look into it, it sounds horrible to me.
You know,
Biden and the IMF and the rest of the international community wanted that guy gone because he was corrupt as fuck.
Right.
And yes, there were threats of withholding military aid unless they clean up their government.
But that
was part of the deal. So Biden did go around crowing.
Right.
That the corruption was gone and that he was also able to help coerce Ukraine into cleaning up its act a little bit.
And that wouldn't be unique to Ukraine, right? I mean, if that situation was going on with another country, there would be a similar response.
Yeah.
You know, the quotes you're reading from Trump, I mean, I imagine Jimmy Carter may have said similar shit at Camp David, you know, when he was doing the peace talks there.
Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said those notes reflect a classic mafia-like shakedown of a foreign leader. This is how a mafia boss talks. What have you done for us? We've done so much for you, but there isn't much reciprocity. Several House committees have started an investigation into whether Trump also delayed more than $250 million in aid to Ukraine as he pressed Zelensky to look into Biden. This is why they're trying to figure out what was this delay for?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
why?
Well, it's pressure, right? I mean, it's obviously, right. You know. What a thug, man.
Given the Trump administration's history of editing documents, there's no guarantee the release tells the full story of the phone call. Of course it does not. And again, how terrifying to think that what they gave us is enough to convict him.
Why would they release this? It's very strange to me.
I think they're stuck. I think they know they're stuck. And then there's probably worse.
And we're going to get what? We're going to get the full story,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
why would he call Nancy and be like, well, you know, hey, what can I do to make this whistleblower thing go away?
Oh, like I forgot about that. Did. Yeah. What did she say? She said nothing.
She said, follow the law.
Yeah, yeah.
says another part of the conversation is likely to draw criticism. Oh, I read this part too. excuse me.
Bless you.
I'm all for Clint.
You're right. Intern, we're going to need some mouth to mouth.
Fucking allergies.
Right.
I'm drippy. The emoluments clause shit. Zelensky broke his neck to bring up in his phone call that, oh, you know, the last time I was in New York, I stayed at the beautiful Trump Tower.
Oh, my God. You know, Donald Trump was probably like, oh, yes, it's very nice there.
It's lovely there. Thank you. Did you see the picture from Time magazine of me in the in the lobby? Mm-hmm.
Do you see the girl we had in the glass box?
Yeah. Did you enter room 69 by any chance? Did you pay the special fee?
Did you get peed on?
The entry word is Epstein. Trump is of course dismissing all concerns. He told reporters, conversation I had was largely congratulatory with largely corruption, all the corruption taken place, and largely the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, creating to the corruption.
Corruption.
Oh, yeah. This is his.
He's a poet.
Oh, he's a genius.
This is slam
the bard
poetry.
Of 2020.
Oh, yes.
creating to the corruption art in the Ukraine, he said yesterday, but it was.
Can you give a guy a Nobel for, like,
excelling
in corruption, though?
They should just start a new one.
He needs an award, because this is, holy fuck.
This is a HuffPo. Trump was referring to Hunter Biden, who worked with Ukrainian energy company Burisma, while his father was still serving under Obama in 2016. However, been no accusations or of any legal wrongdoings related to that work whatsoever.
Right.
Zero.
So there's no scandal.
Evidence. Correct.
Okay. So, but you know, if they knew there was no scandal, what would be the point of having anybody in Ukraine look into it?
Look into it means make shit up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So they wanted Ukraine to manufacture some shit.
I mean, that's
handed
how,
to
yeah,
them.
Sure. You know what outcome.
The deniability, right?
You know what outcome they want.
Right.
Trump doesn't have to say, hey, if it totally exonerates Biden, please send that to all of our media.
Right, right.
That ain't what he's looking for.
No, he wants the Ukraine intelligence service, whatever the fuck they have, to manufacture some bullshit.
Yeah. Look into it.
Yes.
And then Zelensky's coming here like today or tomorrow or something. It's going to be
for
a circus.
What?
It was a normally scheduled like state visit, not state. I don't know if it's an official state visit, but you know, it's a big deal. It's a poobah of another country.
Can Trump find Ukraine on a map?
Oh no. Well, I have utterly no doubt he would not be able to.
I don't know that I could, honestly. I mean, I would get, maybe in the right area. I mean, I know it's near Russia.
Impeachment 2019 is the headline at the Drudge Report. Transcript released. Hill rocked. Republican cracks emerge.
Ooh.
It saith.
Ooh, gross. Republican cracks.
Well, if you're into Mormon crack, Mitt Romney is one.
Oh, shit. Yes.
He's cracking.
Boy. God, Ukraine's big, dude. It's fucking big.
Several Senate Republicans were stunned after questioned the White House's judgment.
Yes.
After it released they're calling it a rough transcript here, of Trump's call with Ukraine president showed Trump offering the help of U.S. Attorney General to investigate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Oh, it's nuts.
One Senate Republican, speaking on condition of anonymity.
Damn.
There was another one I heard. A former campaign manager of some, I think it was Romney's former campaign manager. Some big Republican strategist said that a Republican in the Senate spoke to him and said if it were a secret vote, at least 30 Republicans would vote to get him the fuck out of there.
That's sad, isn't it?
if it were a secret vote.
It's sad that they can't just vote their conscience, right? I mean, I know that's hilarious, but geez.
Because they know they're stupid base.
Oh, yeah. Vile. And one, they don't believe this. They don't believe that this would be possible. They think this is four-dimensional chess by QAnon.
No, the base, yeah, the dumbest. This Republican, though, said the Senate Republican said the transcript's release was a huge mistake that the GOP now has to confront, even though they're trying to argue that House Democrats are overreaching with their impeachment effort.
Right, that's huge, right? Because plainly, clearly, there's something there from that memo, right?
Obviously.
And so, if you say the impeachment hearing is overreaching, you're right. Denying what's on that memo is bad, right?
top Senate GOP aide said Moscow Mitch McConnell, Addison, is
gross.
Is
Addison? My name's call me Addison when I fuck you.
Call me Mitch. Oh yeah,
gross. Blah.
My mother used to call me Addison when she spanked me.
I look
Elaine.
Like,
can you call me Addison, please?
I played the candle in what is that musical? Beauty and the
Beast.
Right.
Mitch McConnell is expecting Wednesday's closed door lunch to be eventful.
Oh, geez.
And possibly tense as Republicans react to the transcript and argue their next steps.
Why are they having lunch? I don't understand.
Well, they get together and that's their meeting and, you know, they have food.
If it was me dealing with this, I would have everybody meet me and it would be a room, no chairs, no tables. We're all going to stand around and figure out what the fuck is going on. And we're going to yell and we're going to scream at each other. It's going to be very uncomfortable.
Mitt Romney says... I saw him in a hallway interview. He said, I said it would be troubling.
Yes.
And after reading this memo, quote, it remains troubling in the extreme. It's deeply troubling.
Oh, shit.
This is the transcript now that was put out.
It's deeply troubling. Deeply troubling.
And Romney said, they said, well, what can you guys do? And Romney said, well, the House is acting. So
meaning,
that's Romney saying, we need to impeach this motherfucker.
Wow. That's him saying that?
He said the House is acting right now.
Jeez.
And we've got our committees looking into it. And I can't speak for my colleagues, of course.
You know, Mittens, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, crabdiving.com, this is what I would expect from Mitt Romney. Bullshit. Yes. This is a man who went on a trip and was like, you know what? The family dog, we're going to put the dog on the top of the car, the roof of the car, strap the dog down and drive, you know, on a road trip with the dog in a carrier, right? Tied to the top of a fucking car. All he can say is the House is acting. What do you want to do? Well, why can't he plainly say we have to impeach him? We need that.
Lindsay tweeted, wow, impeachment over this? What a nothing non-quid pro quo burger.
Oh, jeez. I mean, is there no jokes we can say about him being covered in Trump's semen? I mean, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's implied.
He looks like an ivory statue at this point.
I've been combed and feathered.
Many Republicans continue to dismiss Democrats' impeachment efforts. Cracks are beginning to emerge privately.
Oh, private cracks?
Look at my crack here in the closet.
Private cracks over this Trump shit. Private cracks, not public.
It says those fault lines could foreshadow how Senate Republicans ultimately handle a trial if the House impeaches him.
Okay.
So there you go. Senate Republicans are allegedly, according to the headline over at the Dredge.
Yes.
Well, which actually leads to a headline over at the WAPO.
Right.
There's an autoplay video that only Ryan God, and I damn, can hear, I can't shut it off right
it's
now.
So loud. And that person, you know, no one can hear this, but this person has this voice like this.
It's an actor in something called Almost Family.
I'm Almost Family.
That's why we have ad blockers, assholes.
Yeah. I don't want to hear about your Almost Family.
Put your ads on the side. I'll, you know, put them in the middle of the text. I'll scroll through them. If I'll glance at them if they're interesting. Stop with the cunting auto fucking play videos that suck up all of our bandwidth too on mobile.
God, man, you know what I'm thinking about? Trump, like, fucking that tweet to Mitt Romney where he just showed him in that
spectacular
video.
Spectacular Trump.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And this is how Mitt Romney responds? Oh, my God. I mean, really.
Are
feckless.
We shocked?
You're feckless. That's why you lost. That's why you lost, because you suck.
You sound like Trump.
I know. I mean, but you suck, dude. I mean, he sucks. Oh, you're boring. You boring fuck. God.
What else is going on in the world? I mean, I'm sure there's a zillion more headlines related to this.
I mean, you know, just so I'm not totally partisan here. Al Gore, boring as fuck.
How dare you say that? I wore that lumberjack shirt that one time and was very macho for like a week and a half until the focus groups told me it was bullshit, and then I changed back to my suit.
Sorry, Mathus, you're going to have to wash that towel real good now. Meanwhile, my wife is going to bitch and complain about all the dirty poo-poo words on rap music.
Yeah,
fuck, are you
her
kidding
vibe,
me?
Remember? Those were our Democrats.
God.
Angry at black people for saying the N-word and for saying the F-word.
Listen, neo-libs, fuck off out of here. Just fuck on out of here. Nobody wants your shit anymore. Fuck on out of here, right? Fuck off or whatever.
Yes.
Unless you're running against Donald Trump, we're going to fucking vote for you, you neo-lib dickbags.
I have another story. Let's see here. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
That's right.
We appreciate
Crazy News Day.
All of it. Is this a new Jim Baker or is this an old Jim Baker?
Yes.
This is old Jim Baker, sadly.
Oh, that doesn't mean it's bad, dude. I mean,
well, it's just a previous one that I didn't clean out of the spreadsheet.
It could be Lori Baker.
Join us on Friday, everyone, by the way. Faithless Friday.
Yes. It's stories about Jeebus and Sky God and a lot of Ten Commandments story bullshit, a lot of anti-evolution shit, usually, you know?
Right.
A lot of anti-science.
Crazy people like this.
We have to take a step back from all of this for a second and say, 3 years ago, was any of this possible? Was any of this possible happening with Hillary Clinton as president? Never.
We wouldn't be having this conversation.
See, we agree, except they're coming at it from, look at all the wonderful things Trump has done.
You know, that guy, you know what's marvelous about this? And we've only just started it. The second banana guy.
I don't know. This is Dave Janda. I don't know. He's some right-wing commentator, radio host.
But that other guy.
That's his guest who started.
Oh, his guest. Okay.
I don't know who this is.
Listen to his voice.
Yeah. I don't know who the guest is, but this is the David Janda. David Janda has the gem at the end here.
We have to take a step back from all of this for a second and say, 3 years ago, was any of this possible? Was any of this possible happening with Hillary Clinton as president? Never.
We wouldn't be having this conversation, John Paul.
You and I would be doing it from a FEMA camp.
No, I don't think. I think we would have already left the FEMA camp feet first.
If Hillary would have become president, not only would these assholes have been interred in FEMA camps, but they would be killed. This asshole is suggesting.
Yeah. Boy, the
if
God.
Evil Hillary had won.
You little victims. Really, I mean, it's so stupid. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's a shame Hillary's not president.
From a FEMA camp.
No, I don't think we would have already left the FEMA camp feet first. I really believe I'm very sincere when I say that.
Fuck you.
There is no doubt in my mind.
Oh, yes. We have to take it.
That's right-wing commentator, radio host Dave Janda.
And Dave Janda is the guy who speaks first. It sounds like he's talking.
I don't think so. No, he's the that's the guest.
The guest sounds like shit.
Yes.
Whoever mic'd the guest, you should be ashamed of yourself.
He's in his own apartment, it looks like.
We've had guests call into this show before, and they sound a lot better than that.
It looks like he's FaceTiming.
Now their product sucks.
Yeah.
Your shit sucks. You just failed podcasting 101, dickhead. What would you pack up? Your headphones. Pack up your earbuds and go fuck off.
Good God, I should play this one too while we're here. We talked about Greta Thunberg a few times and her awesome smackdown. Ooh. Of our cunty Twitter troll president.
Yes.
Twitter troll president.
Twitter.
When he tried to throw shade at her and she just changed her profile to what he said.
Oh, yeah.
This is, we've talked about this guy before. He's a, you know, right-wing dickbag. Wayne Allen Root.
Oh, absolutely. This guy is a piece of fucking shit. No offense, Wayne, but jeez.
I think he's a Newsmax guy.
Oh, shit, yes.
Conservative American author, radio host, conspiracy theorist, host of the Wayne Allen Root Show on USA Radio Network and Newsmax TV.
Oh, my God. We're all so proud of our shit.
Listen to what he says about Greta Thunberg, the 16, 17-year-old environmental activist.
Okay.
There is no climate change, you little idiot. Little brainwashed idiot. God, don't you realize? Don't you realize that Hitler did the same thing? Don't you realize little Nazi children were convinced the Jews were the devil? You could make children say anything.
What is his... Hey, are you telling Greta she's Hitler?
She's been brainwashed to think Jews are the devil. It's the equivalent of that. Being brainwashed to think that climate change is real.
Wayne Allen Root, why are you going after a child?
Well, that's how they're rolling. They think she's out playing with the big dogs, so she's fair game.
You know, and I'm seeing some people... some comics from the Vegas area that, you know, if you're familiar, it's a really lovely subset of people, the Las Vegas, local Las Vegas,
Vegas comics.
Yeah. And I'm seeing people say like, you know, Greta's able to say all this shit because she's rich, you know, and
is she?
I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
Well, who cares?
Yeah. That's my point. So what if she's rich? Is what she's saying bullshit?
Right.
Is it not real? I mean, it's even more because
she could give less fucks.
Yes, because climate change is going to affect people that are poor first.
Of course.
It is.
So that's Wayne Allen Root. That's a Right Wing Watch, which we play a lot of clips from on Faithless Friday.
Oh, yes.
Listen to us every day, by the way. Thanks.
Yay.
God, there's so much going on. I'm trying to keep up with the hashtags here, too.
What hashtags? Like, what's trending?
With what's trending, yeah.
What are they?
Oh, Andrew Yang was on last night.
Okay.
On Rachel Maddow.
Oh, that's right.
And you could tell she was kind of gushy. She likes him.
Yeah.
You could tell that she likes him. It was an abbreviated interview, though, because, you know, Nancy Pelosi had a couple hours before declared an impeachment inquiry on the president of the United States. So
is the Yang gang pissed that Rachel bumped him?
I don't know. He was really cool about it. He's like, I get it. He's like, this is history happening.
What is Andrew Yang going to Hey, Andrew, what are you going to do when you're president? And when you're done paying my ass, because listen, you better fucking pay me. If you get elected, you got to pay people, man. We're all getting paid. You, what are you going to do to get rid of all this corruption in the government? Because it's not like you get rid of Trump and it all goes away, right?
Oh, right.
There's going to be judges to impeach? all kinds of shit.
That's a terrifying one, that all these judges that have just been rubber stamped that are intentionally ideologues.
And I'll tell you this, there is no fucking reason our country should have to suffer those motherfuckers. We should figure out how to get rid of all these appointments. I don't give a fuck. Who cares? Figure it the fuck out. America should demand it.
And I really hope that Russia, because I really believe that President Putin would like to do something, I really hope that you and President Putin get together and can solve your problem. That would be a tremendous achievement.
Oh my
and I know
God.
You're trying to.
The look on Zelensky's face
yes.
is of terror. This reporter even says, look at the existential terror descending over Zelensky's face as Trump responds to a question about military aid, suggesting Zelensky should work things out with Putin.
But didn't Putin occupy his country? Or?
He wants to.
I mean, how do you...
And there's still, like, trench warfare going on at the border.
I mean...
Like, World War I level
shit.
Let
me understand. Just, Ukraine is a sovereign country. It's their own
sure.
country. What kind of planet are we going to live on?
But there are separatists that believe that they should belong to Russia again.
But if they're a sovereign country, what kind of how do you negotiate with somebody that wants to occupy you? I mean,
hence the look
insane.
On Zelensky's face.
What?
When they're talking about military aid, and the reason for the military aid is because of Putin, and Trump says, you know, I think you and Vlad should work it out.
You know,
I think you guys should work it out. Let him in. Let him have half.
I'm going to
have half your country.
I'm going to say something negative. We just get ready. World War III is right around the corner, baby.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, please, dude.
I don't
listen,
think it's around the corner.
Wars have been started over far less. This is crazy
shit. Well, I mean,
shit.
It's a tinderbox moment.
Crazy
but I just,
shit.
I don't know. I just don't know if there'll be, if you know, there'll be a real.
If Trump tries to take military action against some country, will there be the wherewithal to stand up to him and tell him no?
I believe absolutely. I think there's the same thing that they did to Nixon, that there's secretly, like, you know, if it's a 3 a.m. call and
yeah.
Trump says, I want you to bomb Pelosi's neighborhood in California, that there will be people who will say, okay, yes, Mr. President, hang up and then call adults.
I hope so. That's great.
I have no doubt about that.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd have to. That's a deep state that he's terrified of.
Yes.
Listen to this, how this aged.
Right.
What's a high crime? It's just when you start using your office and you're acting in a way that hurts people.
From my point of view, to impeach any president over a phone call like this would be insane.
This is comparing what he
God
said
damn.
In 1999 about Bill Clinton.
Lindsey, this is your legacy. This is going to be his legacy. I know he's been in the Senate for a long time, and he probably got
in the House.
A,
yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, the House.
Both.
Yeah, and he's probably got his little digits wrapped around lots of legislation here and there. It doesn't matter. This is it, right? This is his fucking legacy.
And he was, you know, riding on John McCain's coattails for a while, and
yes.
John McCain would be horrified. How Lindsey's debased himself for this,
right.
this orange traitor.
What would John McCain say about this shit?
I think we know. We have a lot of what John McCain said already about the shit he lived through.
Listen, you're acting in a way that hurts people.
From my point of view, to impeach any president over a phone call like this would be insane.
You don't even have to be convicted of a crime to lose your job in this constitutional republic.
How is it not...
That's 1999 again.
Why the fuck would you say, what does it matter that he was on a phone call? Why is still talking with another person? I mean, if you're not president, you can pick up the phone and have a conversation with someone. There are certain things you can say that would be criminal, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
My point is you can commit crimes over a phone call.
public.
How is it not inappropriate that the president asked the president of another country to look into a political rival?
If this body determines that your conduct as a public official is clearly out of bounds in your role.
We can't have a country where one side looks at and the other one does not.
God. What the fuck does he mean? Does he mean
we should be looking at Biden? Why? We can't have a country where you only look at us.
So is Trump switching? Is he not going to focus on Hillary now? Now is it Biden?
Oh, yeah. Well, what's he going to do about Hillary? He's not...
Anything. I mean, he can suggest lock her up some more.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll energize the base as much, because Biden's the one up and coming.
But they hate
Hillary,
man.
But Biden's a real threat.
Yeah, you're right.
Hillary's not a threat.
Yeah.
Despite what Coach Dave says. I mean,
Hillary called for his impeachment on Twitter.
Coach Dave is fighting the good fight there. He's Coach Dave is at the front of the Hillary war.
God, I wonder what Coach Dave is saying about this shit. I wonder if he's had a hangout or some shit.
Well, every day he does.
He doesn't have to say go lie for me to be a crime. You don't have to say let's obstruct justice for it to be a crime. You judge people on their conduct, not magic phrases. He doesn't have to say...
In 1999, in regards to...
Magic phrases?
Yeah. Guys, should we play that clip of Giuliani losing his shit on Laura Ingraham? Is that worth playing?
Yes. Fuck yes. Yes.
I don't even know. Well, I'm sure the story will say here. Rudy was on Laura Ingraham's shit show on Fox News.
Ooh.
You can hear him. She's such a top-notch, stellar.
Oh, yes.
Moderator when look, things go crazy.
Look at my big dick.
Let Rudy speak. Let Rudy speak. Okay, you guys have to stop. Let Rudy speak.
Here he's talking to, who is the other dude? Han? Mr. Han, he calls him.
Oh, from Fast Times at Ridgemont
Chris
High.
Han.
Okay.
Democratic strategist Chris Han accused Giuliani of being libelous towards Biden and his son Hunter in things up regarding the assertion that he was blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
So this guy said, you know, you're making stuff up about Biden and his son. It's libelous. And here's Rudy's response.
Yeah.
It is tomorrow. It'll be made available and we'll see.
Okay, I'm going to bring Rudy back in. Rudy, you've been listening to this conversation.
Yeah, I sure have, and I'd like to say to Ms. Han, Mr. Han, I should sue you for libel because you irresponsibly say...
Oh, please.
Yeah, well, you actually usually say incredibly stupid things.
You're a public figure.
Yeah, and by the way, do you have any idea that the State Department...
So then you know the libel
okay,
law.
Hold on.
Shut up,
Rudy.
Moron.
Let Rudy.
Shut up.
Okay, hold on.
Shut up.
On.
You don't
Everybody.
Know what you...
Shut up, moron, Rudy yelled. Shut up, moron.
I haven't heard it. Oh, plenty.
And Laura Ingraham is like, okay, all right.
Shut up, moron.
Figure.
Yeah, and...
This is because Rudy's thrown there because there's a vestige of knowledge in Rudy's head still bouncing around that knows that this guy's right, that you can't... The libel laws against a public figure are it's looser.
Yeah, yeah.
I get to criticize you in public.
And then he yells, "Shut up, moron!"
Shut up, moron.
By the way, do you have any idea that the State Department?
So then you know the libel
okay,
law.
Shut up,
Rudy.
Moron.
Libel
law.
Let Rudy.
Shut up.
Okay, hold on.
Shut up.
Hold
you
on,
don't
everybody.
Know what you're talking
Ooh.
About,
Chris.
You don't
Chris,
know what you're talking
Chris.
About, idiot.
I do.
The state? No, you don't. You just lie.
Mr. Mayor, I wish you would stop.
You lied, my
I wish
friend.
You would stop, Mr.
You
Mayor.
Li- well, why don't you tell him?
Why don't you tell him? I wish you would stop.
We want to remember you in your glory. I wish you would stop.
I feel like Giuliani's about to be. Hey, suck my dick.
Why don't you tell him? I wish you would stop.
Why don't you tell him to keep his mouth shut so we can tell the truth?
Yeah, Chris,
okay?
Just let Rudy.
Just keep
say,
your lying
then
mouth
you can
shut.
Respond.
Okay,
you
he said.
Keep it on facts. Oh.
He said to me. He said about me that I was asked by the State Department to go dig up political dirt on Trump's opponent. Totally false. The State Department asked me.
You just said it.
No, I didn't. You did, you liar. You did.
Just let him finish, then you can respond.
Turn him off so I can speak.
Okay,
I do not want to be interrupted.
Okay, let's just let Rudy speak, and then we can...
From that serial liar. So, Here's why I was asked by the State Department. It's all documented.
This is why Fox News is number one.
I mean, this is some amazing fucking shit.
So, here's why I was asked by the State Department. It's all documented. They called me to facilitate a meeting between the president and Mr. Zelensky.
That's where it cuts Holy off. But fuck, yeah,
dude. That's his lawyer. That's our president's lawyer.
President's lawyer. Who was asked to participate in some international deal, evidently, some diplomatic row.
Before all this.
Yes.
Before all this stuff with Trump, what would have been Giuliani's legacy?
I mean, kind of 9/11. That's all
I would think that. That's how he would be remembered.
Yeah, he started to turn into a little cartoonish character, though, because every time he was out in the public, that's all he talked about.
Right.
You know, when 9/11, he wanted to remind everyone of his great accomplishment.
But still, you know, it would be.
But yeah, if he would have just slithered off and gone and gotten some consulting job or something, he'd be fine.
But now, what do you think? What's his.
Well, we're seeing it.
Shut up, moron!
We're seeing it.
You idiot. He calls that guy an idiot.
And an idiot.
He goes. Blah, 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 blah. Idiot. God, that is moi. That is fucking
that's
outstanding.
That's the current administration.
I want Rudy Giuliani nominated for a fucking Emmy.
Well, he wanted Secretary of State.
He's not the worst choice for shit. That's really sad, though. He's not the worst. Why wasn't is Giuliani going to be nominated for SCOTUS before this is all said and done? I predict, God. Yes. Fuck yes.
Even that would never fly in the Senate.
I don't know. Squee.
We've got, oh God, I just saw Matt Gaetz's face on a headline. We'll have to come back
to
that.
Did you just throw up?
It's our representative here in the
just great,
lovely
that guy.
Florida panhandle, which
Such
it is.
Would you call Matt Gaetz a bootlicker? A bootlicker of Schittler?
I guess.
Yeah.
Among.
Right.
Booblicker.
Ooh.
Mooblicker.
Is he going to vote for impeachment?
I would think no. Then there's another headline. That was last night on Laura Ingraham. Today, Rudy Giuliani just gave a weapons-grade crazy Fox and Friends interview.
Holy shit. That's the interview we just played.
No, that was Laura Ingraham last night.
Oh, my God.
This morning, he was on Fox and Friends.
We haven't heard that yet? This is the best day ever. This is the best news day.
It's too long. I haven't vetted it. But listen to how I have heard the opening. Just listen to how it opens. He shoots right out of the gate.
Totally wrong. Well, what's new? You shouldn't get aggravated. These people lie. I mean, I used to think it was like
they're talking about Chris Hahn.
Yeah, he does it all the time. But I thought these people were just mistaken at first. I didn't realize until I got deeply into this, they created this whole Russian collusion allegation. It's created, and part of the place it was created is in Ukraine. Right. And you want to know why? I started investigating Ukraine back in November of last year.
Lines on his head where his glasses were like his spray on hair color is leaving a line or something
God
on the sides
damn.
Of his head, or it looks like he's got a fade going on, like somehow he's got carved into his fade.
So he's saying the Ukraine they're to blame for all this 2016 election shit. Is that what he's trying to say?
It's all made up.
Oh, okay.
By the Democrats.
Right.
It's the Ukraine that we need to be looking into with the Democrats.
But Trump
you won't
had
be able to explain.
A conversation
to,
on the phone.
You won't be able to explain.
Because a very, very significant distinguished investigator came to me and said, the Ukrainians for a year.
Was it Joe Arpaio?
Oh, yeah. It could have been.
Who was it?
It could have been, man.
Is it Alex Jones?
Ooh.
Okay, hold on a second.
I mean, shit. God, listen in turn. We're in the middle. It's a big news day. Calm down over there.
There we go. It's too early for you to wake
up
and start getting crazy.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Pacific time.
Right. And I tell you what, I don't have my Crocs in here.
So, first he insisted there's nothing wrong with Trump asking Zelensky to investigate Biden because there was a vast conspiracy to frame Trump that started in the Ukraine that included Biden, Hillary Clinton, and George Soros. At some point in this interview, he invokes Soros.
They love that. The base will love this. They will love it. They're going to love every bit of this shit.
Part of it includes falsifying documents to frame Manafort. Manafort was framed, I tell you.
Oh, my God. Wasn't there a mountain of evidence against this Paul Manafort?
And he pled guilty. He took a plea deal.
If it's not, why would you take a plea deal to die in jail?
It says, I'm reading from Raw Story. Fox and Friends hosts then steered the conversation back to the bombshell Washington Post story in which multiple government officials blamed Giuliani for getting them into a, quote, shit show.
Ooh, yeah.
By inserting himself into diplomacy with Ukraine. That's what, there were some Republicans that were like, even if this transcript is a big nothing burger, why the fuck is Rudy Giuliani being dragged into international relations in any capacity?
Yeah, that's a good fucking point. And he's not vetted, right? He's not confirmed by the Senate. Right. There's nothing. He's just some dude. Why?
Rudy calls these people disloyal.
God.
Questioning him. Also insisted at one point during the interview that the State Department should be grateful that he inserted himself into diplomacy, because otherwise no one would be pushing Ukraine to investigate Biden. Right.
Yeah, because there's true. No reason
to investigate Biden.
The reason why. Because Giuliani can Giuliani be called to.
Oh, yeah.
Testify?
Oh, he will. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. That's going to be.
And now that, I mean, they've thrown Bill Barr into the bus. They could subpoena him.
Yeah, absolutely. Fuck yes.
Did the president talk to you about getting involved in investigating Joe Biden in Ukraine? Joe Biden's son.
If Giuliani had any part of this, could he end up in jail?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there was a guy on TV that asked him that question. They said, Bill Barr also, that have these guys... Are they now open to possible criminal proceedings because of what's been of these allegations that have come out? And then this former U.S. attorney was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
What? Why? You know, I it's a stupid question to ask. I ask it a lot. Why? But why? Giuliani has money. He has power, I guess. Like, why hitch your wagon to a dude that you know if you help, you could end up rotting in fucking jail, helping Donald Trump, who doesn't know this guy isn't corrupt. Donald Trump will throw Giuliani under the bus, right?
Anybody.
He doesn't care, except Ivanka, maybe. Well,
to a point, yeah. I'm sure there's a point where he'd toss her, too.
His own daughter? You're talking about the president!
Yeah, he's a stand-up guy.
Jesus.
The host then asked Giuliani, probably Ducey, about Trump's reported requests to have Ukrainian government investigate Biden. Giuliani insists that the president didn't say anything wrong. And then he revealed that he'd had the entire transcript of the conversation, which is supposed to be classified.
Yes.
Read aloud to him. So somebody had a copy of the transcript and read it aloud to him over the phone or something.
But Giuliani is not an agent of the government, right? Does he have clearance?
The next sentence. This is particularly eyebrow-raising because Giuliani is not a government official.
You know, it's as if these idiots don't know what the fuck they're doing. This is good advice. This is, you can learn from this, right? If you're dealing with some dickbag, you just do one thing to piss them off. All you have to do is this one little thing. And the dick bag will just do something crazy. He just sit back and watch. And now the dick bags are going crazy.
Then he followed up with a lot of alleged criminals are not that smart. That's how we catch them.
Yes. God.
Alleged criminals.
Right, right. How is Giuliani not that smart? I don't get this. I really don't understand sometimes. Because
he went crazy.
Was he not an attorney general?
He was a state's attorney, I think.
And That's right. I'm sorry.
And he was convicting mob bosses and shit, right?
Do not bite the microphone, intern. I have to tell you, that is the bare minimum. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be an asshole.
It's only 10 after 5. Don't go back to sleep.
And do not look. Oh, shit. I'm not a gazelle. Do not look at me like that.
Rudy following up last night's Laura Ingraham.
Just amazing.
With a Fox and Friends landing this morning.
Yes.
Oh, God. I guess we have a new. Let's get to the Twitter feed.
Hell yeah, baby.
There's a headline about a brand new tweet.
Yay.
From the president.
Yes.
So let's put on our waders.
Ooh, yes.
And head over to @RealDonaldTrump on the Twitter.
Fuck yeah, baby.
Tweet us during the show, by the way, or anytime, @CrabDiving.
Twat me.
Why do you tweet a video where we have to look at the face of Steve Mnuchin?
Mnuchin. He looks like Predator. He's ugly Predator. Real ugly Predator.
Oh, here's Matt Gaetz, too.
Yes.
God fucking damn it. I'm still scrolling. I'm still scrolling. 10 hours ago.
Yes.
Oh, here, 18 hours ago.
Yes.
Trump tweeted this.
Okay, good.
The president, as always, I mean, he is the master of the Twitterverse, nailing it. It's exactly what this is, upstaging the president and without any.
That's inaccurate, by the way. Lou Dobbs hasn't spurted anything.
Oh, no. He's got a Gatling gun for a cock just firing off semen shells.
Evidence without any knowledge. They just press on. And
well, you know, I must tell you, but before.
Judge Jeanine on Lou Dobbs.
It's, God.
It's crazy batshit squared.
Yes. I put a Judge Jeanine twat out there on our. You can follow us on Facebook, crabdiving.com/. No, facebook.com/crabdiving. I forget what it is, but somebody had a great retort to it, and I posted. You know, I don't know if you guys, I forget how crazy Judge Jeanine is.
She's insane, yeah.
I mean.
Well, suspended from Fox.
How does that?
Hannity barely got suspended from Fox.
And in local news.
Don't eat my chair.
Pensacola was cheated of a live appearance of Judge Jeanine. I don't know what happened.
It's very disappointing.
Yes.
The president, as always, I mean, he is the master of the Twitterverse, nailing it. It's exactly what this is, upstaging the president, and without any evidence, without any knowledge, they just press on.
I must tell you, but before even getting into the Ukraine issue, in my book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, I talk about the fact that every time the president is doing something favorable to the American people, somebody writes an article closing in on Donald Trump, Mueller closing in, you know, the Russian connection closing in. This is part of their philosophy. This is that what they do. This is what they do to try to cover up everything he's doing and then try to cultivate this feeling that.
What good thing did he just do?
Yes,
that we're trying to cover up with the Ukraine thing.
I was saying the same thing.
What good? What wonderful thing has he done?
Yeah, bootlicker, tell us.
That he needs to be impeached. And what happened today was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
Nobody knows what was said. And let's assume that it was.
The president.
So Trump tweeted this clip, said, thank you, Lou Dobbs and Judge Jeanine.
Gosh. I mean.
Oh, well, here you go.
Yes.
Prepare for the odor.
Okay.
Of man juice.
Oh, yeah. Well.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Well, first, let me get your reaction that we now have the Inspector General, blowing the lid on the so-called whistleblower that ended up not being a whistleblower because this was secondhand information.
None of this is true, by the way.
Yeah.
This is all,
he's just lying.
This is all crap. And I can't listen to McCarthy. He makes me physically ill.
Yes.
Okay.
Quit biting the mic.
But then his next tweet. 11 hours ago, great new book by brilliant Andrew McCarthy, Ball of Collusion, The Plot to Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency. Who's Andrew McCarthy?
I don't know. God.
Get it. And some other great new books, which I will soon be recommending. He's
what
jealous.
The fuck?
You know why? Because Oprah just launched her fancy new book club.
Donald!
I have no doubt that he saw that headline and is like, oh, I'm going to start my own. Fuck Oprah. I'm going to start my own book club.
He's being impeached.
I get it. And some other
imagine.
Great new books.
Oh,
I will soon be recommending.
I am the subject of an impeachment inquiry. Oh, let me go some books.
But they're all about him. They tell you about the crooked Pauls, P-O-L-S, politicians, and the witch hunt that has now been exposed.
Right. I mean, it's nuts, dude. He is all over the place. Imagine, you're the president, you're being impeached. Are you putting out like a list of recommended books?
There has been no president 10 hours ago. There's been no president in the history of our country who has been treated so badly as I have.
Oh, my God.
The Democrats are frozen with hatred and fear. They get nothing done. This should never be allowed to happen to another president. Witch hunt! Exclamation point.
Oh, my God. Shit.
Then he claims that the whistleblower, retweeted some asshole.
Boy.
Some asshole on Twitter whose Twitter bio says, retweeted twice by Donald Trump.
God, you fucking, again, this is a bootlicker. You are a bootlicker.
Conservatarian.
Oh, yes.
Followed by, I don't know who that is. Jack Posobiec.
Posobiec.
Michael Flynn.
Boo!
Scott Baio.
Wait. This guy is bragging about being followed by the great Scott Baio.
He put it in his bio.
Oh, my God.
That he's followed by Scott Baio.
Sad piece of shit. I mean, God. Hey, listen, I don't mean to bring this up, but I'm followed by Scott Baio.
So Trump.
You can suck my dick.
Trump retweets this.
Yes.
This guy's tweet, who says, this whistleblower, in scare quotes, was found by the intelligence community IG to have political bias against POTUS.
Right.
And supports one of his opponents in the 2020 race. You don't say. Hashtag Hannity.
God damn. Hashtag Hannity.
It's another thing. It's political bias.
Oh, yeah.
The whistleblower.
But, like, you're talking about somebody. The whistleblower thinks someone is breaking the law and he's trying to do the right thing.
Yes.
He's being politically unbiased there, right? Wouldn't you say? How is it political bias? He's speaking out against an administration that he is a part of.
Right. God. Well, I'm sure he was. They'll say he was a leftover from Obama or something.
Okay.
Then he retweeted Mark Meadows licking his left ball. Then he retweeted Doug Collins licking his right ball. Then he tweeted a quote from Ducey.
Ducey, Steve Ducey.
The Democrats have been talking about impeaching Donald Trump since before he was inaugurated.
Ooh.
And then Trump says, and for no reason other than the great success we're having with the economy, military, vets, tax and regulation cuts, healthcare, and so much more, exclamation point.
God, man, he called up Ukraine. He called up the president. He's like, hey, I need you to look into this Biden son shit. Help me. Or I'm not going to send you all this money, all this aid. And Putin's going to roll into your country and take it over unless you do what I want, right? That's essentially the position he's putting this guy in.
8 hours ago, will the Democrats apologize after seeing what was said on the call with the Ukrainian president? They should. A perfect call. Got them by surprise. Exclamation point. It's just the opposite. Even Republicans are like, oh, this is not good.
If it's a perfect call, then why does he need to send out talking points telling people how to respond about it?
Right.
And then if you're going to send an email where you're telling people how to respond to a schedule you're mired in, make sure you're sending it to the right person, the talking points, right?
Right.
Don't send it to the Democrats.
Don't bite my shirt.
Boy, that's a good one. That's funny.
Then Trump tweeted, I don't know what this is.
Today, the Republican majority is not judging the president with fairness, but impeaching him with a vengeance.
This is Nancy Pelosi in 1990, whatever.
Yeah.
Defending Bill Clinton.
Well.
Big difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Even Lindsay today, I was kind of surprised. In between when he was spitting out semen globules.
Semen gobs.
Said about the impeachment of Bill Clinton that the impeachment of Bill Clinton, he said that it was a partisan. It ended up being mainly partisan.
Yeah.
So he even admitted that.
Right. But, I mean, it's a different time, too. It's hard to compare Bill Clinton's thing to this because I think if the Bill Clinton thing happened today, I think he would leave office. He would leave office.
I would think the Dems would.
No one was,
I would hope.
Yeah.
So he tweets Pelosi giving that speech back in the day.
Right.
Then the dog knocked my microphone away.
By the way, go to Crab Divey's Instagram. I'm putting a little story up.
Is this of the dog? Unauthorized video?
No. I'm in the video department, so I am authorizing it.
Then he quoted Brett Baer. You don't see a direct quid pro quo in this. He tweeted that.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Brett.
Then he tweeted, I don't know who Pamela Brown is. He, President Trump, didn't specifically mention the explicit quid pro quo of, unless you investigate this, we're going to hold military aid to you.
Oh, shit.
So that's their talking point. You didn't hear those words.
But though, right. We just talked about it. Though, meaning, I don't know how do you.
This is gross. He retweets this guy.
What Nancy Pelosi did today was not only unprecedented, and I don't say this lightly, Sean, it was unpatriotic because it embarrassed the House of Representatives. It undermined the solemn duty of impeachment that a future House may have to undertake if there is something wrong. And there's just something deeply un-American about judging the verdict that the president violated his oath of office before Nancy Pelosi has even seen the evidence that we're going to get tomorrow. What Nancy...
Give me one guess. Give me a guess.
A hint?
A hint. I'm sorry. I have a guess.
You may recognize him if he were slurring his words.
Oh, he was drunk.
And behind the wheel of a car.
Oh, he got a DUI. Who has the DUI? Oh, it's Matt Gaetz.
It's Matt Gaetz, our... Jeez.
Thank you, everyone.
Representative for here in Florida's 1st District.
I guessed it correctly with the hint, so...
Three hints?
Well, okay.
The,
I guess it's hard to find the applause. That's fine. Don't worry about it. I don't need it. I was right, and that's good enough. That's good enough for me.
Fucking Matt Gaetz doing some ball licking. He gets retweeted by the president.
Yes.
Then he retweets Mark Meadows.
Yay!
Saying the Democrats are moving the goalposts. Then he... retweets Peter King, Representative Peter King, saying nothing remotely impeachable in the transcript.
Ooh, yummy, yummy Trump cum.
He's just retweeting people now. Mark Green, Jeff Duncan, isn't Jeff Duncan the one that's under indictment?
I mean, this is like...
Oh, he retweets Eric,
you know,
his son.
Oh, God. Boy, I think it would be easier to retweet Eric than see him in person because I don't know if you've seen Eric's face. He is... I mean, Eric Trump is what I would like to call exceptionally ugly. I don't know what it is. I think he's less attractive probably than Steve Mnuchin. Wouldn't you say?
I don't know. Don't make me make that Sophie's Choice.
Oh, yes.
1, 2, 3. Steve Scalise, Kimberly Strassel, Rick Allen, John McLaughlin, not the dead one, Senator Tom Tillis. These are all retweets of people just saying how innocent Trump is and how evil the Democrats are. And this is nothing.
If the president retweets like a media figure, if you want to call let's say, Michael Savage, the dick bag on AM radio. Say he retweets a Michael Savage thing. Shouldn't that be against the law? Because the retweet he's doing for Michael Savage is essentially a commercial for whatever Michael Savage is hawking on the social media. It's a fucking endorsement.
Then he quotes the Free Beacon, which is a right-wing shit rag.
Yes.
Wow. Quote, Ukraine whistleblower's lead attorney donated to Biden.
No, jeez.
Ah! I don't like that noise.
I mean, it's weird, too, that he would even go that route. Because during the election, he made the point during the primary to say, well, these guys that don't like me, you know, they asked me for a donation. He's asked me for a donation.
And he's given donations to both sides.
Yes. So why is he making this point? Because his idiot base?
I have informed GOP leader Kevin McCarthy and all the Republicans in the House that I fully support transparency on so-called whistleblower information, but also insist on transparency from Joe Biden and his son Hunter on the millions of dollars that have quickly... What? That have been quickly and easily taken out of Ukraine and China.
China.
Additionally, I demand transparency from Democrats that went to Ukraine and attempted to force the new president to do things that they wanted under the form of political threat.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's out of his mind.
Yeah, he is.
I guess he's... just finishing up an actual press conference, okay. So I'm sure we will have.
Oh my God!
Wait! Bunch.
Who's finishing up a press conference? Trump.
Tomorrow there'll be a whole bunch of shit.
Tomorrow.
Well, it's 5:26 already here.
What did he say in that press conference? He must have lost his shit, man. He must have. He must have lost his fucking marbles, dude.
Oh, wow. President Pelosi is trending because Trump apparently he fucked up in his press conference and dragged Pence under the bus. Holy shit. Trump is telling us Pence was involved in Ukraine treason, too. This tweet says.
Oh, my. But why would he say that?
Chris Hayes tweeted, the most significant part of that presser was Trump roping Pence into the whole mess and volunteering to make Pence's conversations public as well.
Oh, my God. Mother's husband just tightened up a nipple ring.
So people are now saying they're practicing the term President Pelosi.
Oh, my God. Why would he say that shit, dude? Is he just hopped up on really good Adderall and just like, meh. It's like spitballing stuff.
Trump is also saying you should ask for Pence's conversations with Ukraine.
Yeah, okay. Good suggestion. Absolutely. God.
Wow.
It's not stupid Watergate. It's what is this? This is whacked out. This is some whacked this out is, motherfucking
yeah,
shit.
This is batshit Watergate.
Crazy.
This
is batshit gate.
So that's what's going on. Apparently, Trump just winged Pence under the bus and dragged him into this.
You think Trump? You have to think like you're a narcissistic, rapist, white supremacist, fascist. What else is he? Lover of McDonald's and a banker kind of guy. That he probably thinks Mike Pence is just biding his time until Trump is impeached. And then Pence is like, hey, now I have everything. And Trump is probably like, I'm going to be, fuck this. If I'm getting impeached, I'm taking Mike too, because fuck it.
Trump claims I didn't do it.
Right. Because he doesn't want Mike Pence to end up the savior of the Republican Party. Right?
Yes.
So he probably will take Mike Pence down. He's just not going to let Mike Pence be president.
With all of this tremendous work that we've done, the press doesn't even cover it. And the Democrats did this hoax during the United Nations week. It was perfect. because this way it takes away from these tremendous achievements that we're taking care of doing, that we're involved in New York City at the United Nations. So that was all planned, like everything else. It was all planned.
They're shitting on my beautiful speech. My wonderful speech.
I mean, listen to this guy. It was all planned. It was all planned.
And the witch hunt continues, but they're getting hit hard on this witch hunt because when they look at the information. Oh,
that's why. Also trending on the Twitter, Pompeo and Mnuchin.
Yeah.
Together.
Right.
Because they're standing like two statues off to Trump's left.
Jeez, I mean, that must be a conversation these fuckheads had. They're like, listen, he's gonna say some wacky shit today, so
I want you out here with me. He demand, you know, they don't want
Pompeo and Mnuchin are like, we gotta hold it. We can't, don't make any reactions because that'll be the story. He's gotta sit
down. It's a joke. Impeachment for that? When you have a wonderful meeting or you have a wonderful phone conversation, I think you should ask. We actually, you know, that was the second conversation. I think you should ask for the first conversation also. I can't believe they haven't. Although I heard there's a rumor out they want the first conversation. It was beautiful. It was just a perfect conversation. But I think you should do that. I think you should do. And I think you should ask for VP Pence's conversation because he had a couple of conversations also. I could save you a lot of time. They're all perfect.
Pence is like, what?
Oh my God.
Pence just spat out his last load.
I mean, shit. You know what I would have done? If I'm sitting there, imagine you're having dinner and you hear that or you're having lunch. Do you remember that moment in American Beauty when disgraced actor Kevin Spacey.
Yes.
Sitting at the table, he's miserable with his wife and his kids there, his goth kid. He hates everything. And he just picks up a plate of spaghetti, throws it at the side of the wall. He just wings it. You know, he loses it in that moment. That, I bet you anything, that is Mike Pence's reaction to hearing this shit. He threw pasta against the wall. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
We know he wasn't watching, like, by himself.
Oh, no.
So yeah. Hopefully.
That is some bad. That's one of the craziest things I've ever heard this president say. Well, they should look into my pits too. Fuck you, man. That's what I'd say.
Ellie Mastal tweeted, is anybody else having a very, looks like I picked the wrong day to stop sniffing glue week?
No, yeah. Boy, keep on sniffing.
God, this Trump shit is crazy.
It's nuts, dude.
VP Pence's conversation because he had a couple of conversations also. I could save you a lot of time. They're all perfect. Nothing was mentioned of any import.
Pence's people are like, you motherfucker.
But other than congratulations. But the word is that they're going to ask for the first phone conversation. You can have it anytime you need it. And also Mike Pence's conversations, which were, I think, one or two of them. They were perfect.
When he says perfect, does he mean that like they were well crafted and Mike Pence got whatever he was looking for or what? I don't know. Or were they just perfect, meaning that no one did anything blatantly illegal?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
What was his conversation? Why was Mike Pence talking to the president of Ukraine? I guess that what was the nature of the conversation?
World leaders talk.
About what, though?
Well, it was probably about the military aid and stuff like that.
I mean, do you think someone during this impeachment inquiry is going to ask about those conversations now?
That's what you said. They want the first one now.
God.
Chuck Schumer says he's even more worried about what happened after he read the whistleblower complaint. So Chuck got a hold of the whistleblower complaint.
Bam. Okay.
They read it in a skiff. I wonder if that was if they went and used Scott Pruitt's old skiff.
Yes.
After emerging from the skiff at the Senate, Schumer said, having read the documents in there, I'm even more worried about what happened than I was when I read the memorandum of the conversation.
Oh my God, dude. What the fuck? What could have been, what don't we know is my question. I mean, if that memorandum, if the memo we got is so fucking damning, what else could there possibly fucking be?
Well, right. The president of Ukraine says that he thought Trump would only publish the U.S. side of the call.
So, yeah, what? Hey, why doesn't the Ukraine guy just send us over what he has? Why does he give a fuck?
He said, you and I read that they want to publish. I just thought that they would publish their part, he told reporters today. He said he didn't speak with Trump before the release of the transcript. I didn't discuss it beforehand with Trump. We just shook hands yesterday. I'm not against it. If a legal permission is required, I just don't know the format. So he's saying, I don't know. Can he do that legally without asking me? He doesn't know.
Shit.
Because Trump just decided.
Right.
So that's something, too. Trump didn't ask Zelensky if he could release the transcript.
He just did it.
Right. That's what Zelensky's saying.
What is Zelensky supposed to do about it, though?
Right.
Arrested?
Democratic Senator Mike Quigley read the whistleblower complaint and is calling it deeply disturbing.
It
reinforces the concerns on what we previously learned.
Okay.
Trump. Here he is.
Yes.
Today.
Right.
I believe.
Explain to the American people why it is appropriate for an American president to ask a foreign leader for information about a political rival, and what you would have said if you discovered that Barack Obama perhaps had asked a foreign leader for information about you before the campaign for the presidency.
Well, you know, he was black. So it was wrong. Because he was black.
I can imagine he probably said that.
Explain to the American people why it is appropriate for an American president to ask a foreign leader for information about a political rival, and what you would have said if you discovered that Barack Obama perhaps had asked a foreign leader for information about you before the campaign for the presidency.
Well, that's what he did, isn't it, really, when you think about it? Look, that whole witch hunt was started, and hopefully that'll all come out, but there have been some fantastic books written that just came out, whether you look at Greg Jarrett or McCarthy's book that just came out recently, and so many other books. And a lot of books are coming out. When you start reading those books, you
crabdiving.com/Amazon. You can download those books.
Yeah.
crabdiving.com/Audible and download the audio version and listen to those bullshit books about Trump.
Can I understand something? He's in the middle of a press conference, and this reporter asks him, how do you justify this behavior, this thing that you did? Somehow now he's plugging books.
Right. These are books that are proving that it was a big, giant, deep state hoax against him. So here's your proof coming out.
Does Donald Trump honestly think he did nothing wrong, or is he just...
With that narcissistic personality disorder, he may on some level know, but doesn't care. He thinks that as long as he gets his way, it's right.
Is this a Boris Johnson move where he's answering this question and he's able to pivot to like promoting his friend's books? So that is the story, you know what I mean?
Whether you look at Greg Jarrett or McCarthy's book that just came out recently, and so many other books. A lot of books are coming out. When you start reading those books, you see what they did to us. What they've done to this country is a disgrace. They've hurt this country very badly, and no other president should have to go through what I've...
When he says that, he means him.
Yeah.
When he says they've hurt the country, it means they hurt me. They came after me. It's the witch hunt. They've been persecuting me. He doesn't mean they hurt the country.
He doesn't give a fuck about the country.
He thinks he's the country.
Yeah.
Country very badly, and no other president should have to go through what I've gone through.
I want you to suck my Florida.
Well, Florida's his dick.
the new president of Ukraine is looking to stop corruption. There's a lot of corruption going on, and there was corruption. I just told you about senators that threatened him with votes and no money coming into Ukraine. if they do things. That's really what people are trying to say that I did. But the only difference is I didn't do it. You take a look at that call. It was perfect. I didn't do it. There was no quid pro quo. But there was with...
Whatever that means.
God.
I didn't do it. There was no quid pro quo. But there was with Biden, and there was with these senators.
No evidence, no proof, no... It's all bullshit.
Right. And if it is an investigation, though, isn't it inappropriate for a president to comment on an investigation? Because
inappropriate.
I mean, I know.
You suggesting Trump's inappropriate?
There was with Biden and there was with these senators. They threatened. They said, you do this, you do that. We're not going to give you votes. That's the real deal.
Oh, yes. He's out of his mind.
He's mad. Right now he's mad. He's resentful. This guy feels like I sacrificed so much to be president. I could be running Mar-a-Lago right now. But I took a break. Now I'm running the fucking world and it fucking sucks. I'm pissed. Investigate Mike Pence, assholes. Fuck you. Fuck everybody. That's where he's at right now.
Additionally, I demand transparency from Democrats who went to Ukraine and attempted to force the new president, who I met and is an outstanding person, who just met a little while ago. Some of you were there. I think he's going to be outstanding. He got elected on the basis of corruption. He wants to end corruption in Ukraine, and I think that's great. But they went there and they wanted to force the new president to do things that they wanted under the form of political threat. They threatened him if he didn't do things. Now, that's what they're accusing me of, but I didn't do it. I didn't threaten anybody. In fact, the press was asking questions of the president of Ukraine, and he said, no pressure. I used the word pressure. I think he used the word push, but he meant pressure, but it's the same thing. No push, no pressure, no nothing.
He doesn't speak English real well.
But wait. There was no push, no pressure, no nothing. To what? I mean, did he still ask? Is he saying that he asked the question, but he didn't apply any pressure, or it wasn't really a push?
Well, yeah, he mentioned it, but you know,
still,
there was no pressure.
Wrong,
no,
though, right?
Pro quo, right? Correct.
If he mentions it, it's still seeking.
Well, and listen, read the transcript. It's obvious, or no, the memo even. It's obvious what he's talking about.
Yeah.
House of Representatives voted tonight to approve a resolution calling on the Trump administration to release the whistleblower complaint to Congress.
Yes. Just go fucking get it. Go down there and get the fucking complaint. Stop with this bullshit.
Here's the Republicans posturing. 421-0.
Oh, my God.
With two lawmakers saying present.
Why? Why would they do that? Mm-hmm. You do not fit under the fucking microphone. The dog.
Damn it.
Oh, I put a funny Instagram story on Crabbed Ivy's Insta. Go check that out. It's pretty funny. Did a good job filming it.
Let's see. Republican Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska.
Fuck you.
There's obviously... Oh, after he left the skiff reading the whistleblower complaint, okay. He said there's obviously some very troubling things here.
Right. And okay, obviously some very troubling things here, meaning in that report.
Right.
And very troubling, you know, is bad. That is so bad. It's very bad.
Done right with lots of deliberation. This is going to take a long time, but there's obviously some very troubling things here.
Why is it going to take a long fucking time?
Because of the partisan squabbling, he says. The tribalism.
This shouldn't take a long time. This is simple. He fucked up.
There are real troubling things here.
The dog is done with his fucking... Hey, don't bite the mic. Dang.
There are real troubling things here. Republicans ought not just circle the wagons. Democrats ought not be using words like impeach.
Fuck you.
Before they know anything about the actual substance.
Motherfucker, fuck you.
The Senate Intelligence Committee actually does its work in a deliberative, slow, and cautious way.
That's what the Senate is supposed to do.
They are being slow and cautious, you fuck. They are being slow and cautious. Don't you think? I mean, Jesus.
I mean, all of these are, there's an ongoing breaking live updates over at CNN. And that was 3 minutes ago. Then the previous story was 8 minutes ago. The previous story was 23 minutes ago.
So things are lit, correct?
Yeah,
it's popping off.
It's insane. You know, stay tuned, everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, holy fucking shit.
Right.
Other news.
Yes.
I guess good news.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Al Franken's going to be back.
Oh, shit, baby.
On the public airwaves.
Damn.
Well, on the Sirius XM airwaves.
Oh, okay. It's better than being a senator, right? I mean, that's easier. I mean, I don't know what a show is, but don't you think?
I would think a lot easier, yeah.
I would rather have a radio show. Make lots of money doing that.
Al Franken, who resigned his Senate seat in 2017 amidst sexual misconduct charges, will start a new weekly radio show on Sirius XM. He says he has no plans to return to politics, but he is going back to the world that he inhabited before he became a senator.
Right.
Says, I miss the Senate a lot, but I'm not there, so I want to be a voice.
Yes.
On whether the public will accept him. He says, a lot of that will depend on me and whether folks think what I'm saying is important and fun at the same time.
Right.
The one-hour interview show will feature figures from politics, entertainment, and other fields. It'll be on Saturdays.
Okay.
Always available on demand afterwards.
Okay, Al, that's interesting. Who's your first guest, Al?
First guest will be Chris Rock.
Oh, okay.
With Harry Reid lined up, Patton Oswalt for future shows.
Harry Reid, best you can do for politics? God, damn, that sucks. Oh, it's so boring. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, I'm sure you could get other people. Who are the people on there? Chris Rock? Chris Rock?
Yes.
And
he says, when Harry Reid's on, I'll be the funny one. When Chris Rock is on, I'll be the one who served in the Senate.
Yeah. And I'll say this. When Harry Reid's on, no one will watch, Al. I'm sorry. Nobody gives... Who gives a fuck about Harry Reid? Honestly,
That might be interesting to hear what comes out. What Al Franken can get Harry Reid to say?
Yeah. I just don't see any HuffPo headlines. Harry Reid spills the... Who gives a fuck? What does Harry Reid know? What's he going to say that's going to be...
I thought he was pretty ill, isn't he?
Doesn't he
have pancreatic cancer or something?
Okay, one second. Harry Reid would be a great guest. The guy has cancer. I don't want to say bad shit about the fucking guy, okay? So my apologies. I'm a dick. Watch that episode of Harry Reid with Al Franken. That's going to be a good one.
I'm just saying it may. I don't
know. No, I'm just saying I feel like a dick all of a sudden. I didn't know the guy had pancreatic fucking cancer.
Well, that doesn't make him a good guest.
I don't want to say he sucks if he has pancreatic cancer,
well, why
man.
Why not? Be honest.
It shouldn't make a Nobody wakes up in the morning and like, I bet Ryan better be honest about how he feels about Harry Reid. Nobody, you know, he has cancer. God, horrible.
So Al Franken going to be back in the public eye a little bit.
Yes.
Why
doesn't he just go back and do stand up some more? That's got to be the best way to make money. You don't have to deal with any fucking other guests. You just stand there and talk to the microphone.
Was he a big stand-up guy? I thought he was more of like an improv and a writer.
Well, if you're an improv guy, doing radio is better than that, you know, because you gotta roll around on the floor and pretend to be a dinosaur.
Like, he was head writer at SNL for a while, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, I think so.
Am I correct?
Right. He was Stuart Smalley.
He was also Stuart Smalley. He made a fucking movie.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, intern, if you bite off the finger that presses the buttons on the show, then how is the show going to run? Have you thought of that?
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
hashtag Trump presser is trending on the Twitter.
Oh, yeah. You remember his first press conference? You know, we dropped into that and it was like, you know, World War III.
The spicy one, or his actual first press.
He wasn't president, but there was a press conference somewhere in New York.
After he won?
Yeah. And it started out with somebody, you guys lie, yelling at some reporter to call him a liar. That was how it all began.
It's probably CNN.
Yeah.
I'm probably going after them. Join us tomorrow, Thursday, everybody, 2 Yay. To 4 p.m. Pacific, live, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Fuck you.
Then you can always get our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify.
That's right.
Your favorite podcasting application.
As well as crabdiving.com.
If we're not on your favorite podcasting application, let us know. We'll try to get on your favorite podcasting application.
Tell us what you like, and we will do it for you, unless it's criminal.
Unless there's cash.
Right.
In an envelope.
Right. Leave it on the porch.
Spiro Agnew style.
Oh, yeah. What a crook.
Deliver it during the show.
You gotta listen to that. Yeah, God damn. You gotta listen to that bag, man. That's a good one.
Rachel Maddow?
Yes, about Spiro Agnew.
Her,
I didn't know shit about podcast. That guy. He is a...
Crazy.
He's a crook, I mean.
Yeah. We've got the Senate voting.
Yes.
This is not good news for Trump.
Uh-oh.
The Senate voted today to end Trump's emergency declaration on the U.S.-Mexico border wall.
Oh, shit.
Paving the way for a veto showdown with the White House. Senators voted 54-41.
Oh, God.
On a resolution to end the declaration, which Trump used to try to shift billions of dollars from the military toward his stupid fucking wall.
No, the stupid fucking wall. The president of Mexico or somebody just climbed over it to demonstrate how fucking dumb it is. Right? Somebody.
11 Republicans voted against the president on this one.
Shit.
Lamar Alexander, Roy Blunt, Susan Collins, Mike Lee, Jerry Moran, Lisa Murkowski, Rand Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Portman, Mitt Romney, Pat Toomey, and Roger Wicker all voted to end the declaration of emergency.
Okay. Because there's no emergency, right?
Right.
I forgot that. We've been in a state of emergency since the, what do they call that? The mass of people walking, caravan.
Oh, he tried to, yeah, that's how he declared the emergency.
Yeah, yeah, he said we were being invaded by a massive caravan of refugees.
Senator Schumer said the vote today is the surest and likely the only way to restore funding the president has stolen from our troops. This is the one where, like, military schools are going to have to close.
Literally, oh, yeah, because
daycare will have to end on some military bases. Because they won't have the money because it's been diverted
to
Trump's stupid fucking wall.
Motherfucking wall. Oh, it's so dumb.
Trump will probably surely veto it, but, you know, they only have 54. So unless six more Republicans decide to jump.
But the wall is already a thing that is not happening, right? Wasn't there something decided that made the wall just an impossibility? And that was recent.
It's not gonna not gonna happen.
There's never, listen to me, Trump fucks, and Trump fucks. There's never gonna be a wall. There's never gonna be a wall, you dickheads. There's not gonna be a space force.
Right, they're updating parts of fencing and wall that was there already, but I still believe there's no like real new wall that's been put up.
Yeah,
and if there has, it's tiny.
Right,
small amount.
It's not really a wall.
Well, I mean, it's small amounts length.
Oh, okay. Not wit.
That's what matters.
Ooh, yes.
It's about time to leave. We only got a couple minutes left.
Okay.
Everybody. There's a whole bunch of stories about this new Joker movie. Have you seen this shit?
Yeah, I want to see this fucking movie, man.
But they're worried about it like being pro-violence and
what?
There's already been a shooting threat at a premiere.
Oh, God, dude. Wait till it comes out on DVD.
Creepy shit going on the dark web.
Oh, streamed, yes. Oh, no.
The Aurora victims have sent a letter to Warner Brothers saying that they're creeped out by it, that it glorifies gun violence or something.
Yeah. Oh, so. God, what other movie doesn't? I mean, they all do. We did a story once that actors, you compared the, what actors were making on movies with the guns their characters used.
Oh, I remember.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Denzel Washington somehow came on top of that list. I don't exactly understand how, like, when he... Oh, I get it. Whenever Denzel Washington uses a gun in a movie, sales of that gun spike. More than when any other actor uses a certain gun. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. He's the best influencer.
Right.
For gun sales.
I mean, that is an odd
moniker. Not sure he would like that distinction,
but it's very weird.
George Conway, the husband of Kellyanne.
Yes.
Is now predicting that he thinks Republicans in the Senate might break from Trump and vote to remove him if the House ultimately votes to impeach him.
Oh, fuck. I mean, so they're going to try to throw Trump under the bus. Then Trump will say, oh, yeah, you're going to impeach me? Then guess what? You're going to have to look into the Pence's call, and you're going to be left with President Pelosi, you motherfuckers.
Tony Schwartz, author, I believe the actual writer of
Art of the Deal.
Art of the Deal, tweeted, right. Odds makers say Trump Republican senators won't vote to impeach Trump. I believe all bets are off. Most Republican senators privately hate him and his power over them. If they believe by banding together they could push him out, I think there's a very reasonable chance they will. George Conway retweeted and said, I agree with this. There may be Republican senators who won't say a word until the moment they say guilty when the roll is called at the end of an impeachment trial.
Oh, my gosh. Because they want to avoid the ire of Donald Trump until the last possible moment.
Right. They're terrified he's going to tweet at them and send his evil flying monkeys.
So when they hit the gavel, they say guilty. Monkeys. Hit the gavel. Guilty!
Right.
What happens to Donald Trump at that moment? Is a team immediately dispatched to the White House? Is he put in a cage?
I have no idea.
Is he shooed off into the darkness? Does a black van pick
sure
his ass
some,
up?
Some kind of procedure, but I don't know.
Do they get Ivanka, her husband?
Why don't they pull a U-Haul up to the White
House? Take all their shit.
Take the shit out. Jeez. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Melania will wear her I don't really care to you shirt. Or
and Trump has had his own private security force along with Secret Service.
And we have the Army.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Jesus, then we're on iTunes, Christ. Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite.
Goddamn.
Your favorite podcasting application. Well, we're always available at crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy. His Instagram is Radar Comedy. Or go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. I'm so freaking vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. We'll be back again to do it tomorrow.
Bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit, motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.